This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're looking for frights, the next few weekends are the best time of year. And there are haunted hayrides that can scare the you-know-what out of you, right? But maybe you're like Terry Clifford. You want something a little more real.
I would prefer that. I want to talk to the ghosts.
It's like she's at the ghost like desk. I'd like to talk to the ghosts,
it's
please.
Like a, hello? It's like a petting zoo, but ghosts.
If that's the case, there is something great going on all weekend long. But someone in this room sees some potential issues when you mix two types of people interested in an event like this. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the ghost of Terry Clifford hanging out with us this morning. Here in the break room on CMF, Tommy on vacation, Kimmy back at her normal spot. This is so much fun. I miss you. I miss you.
I'm so happy to be here. It's so weird. I went into the bathroom about a half an hour ago. I'm like, oh, it's so weird to be here again.
Remember the bathroom?
I haven't seen you in forever.
The Landmark Society of Western New York wants to show you some ghosts. And they are offering this weekend a ghost walk through Rochester. It's an hour-long tour. It takes you through the true ghost stories of Rochester's past. Also, weird sidebar, it says there's 5 theatrical performances along the way.
Okay.
Theater on a ghost walk.
So they're acting out the stories that they're telling?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
So here's a weird thing. I don't know how many years ago this was, and I don't know what I was doing here, but I was here on a Friday night voice tracking, maybe.
Okay.
And that tour came by our building, and I learned something about our building that I never knew. There was a really crazy fire, like maybe early 1900s.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you were talking about when Weez left.
No, that was late 1990s. So severe that the fire started underground and it blew the all the street sewer caps.
Oh, geez.
They were airborne. One came through the front windows of this building.
Oh, man.
And decapitated somebody that was working. It was a flour mill. This was a flour mill.
Question.
Or a paper mill.
Can I ask a question? Why would you share that story with us this morning?
Because I learned it from that ghost walk. The woman was all dressed up. Yeah. I went outside to see what was going on out there. And I learned that story.
Happy Friday, everybody. I got decapitated by a manhole cover.
And I'm like, wow, decapitated like in the room I was just in?
And then that you had to go back to by yourself at night?
Yeah, exactly. And stay in this building alone.
Well, that's great. That's good to know.
And that sort of answered some questions for me because I've always felt that this building is haunted.
Okay. Now
you're not the only one. We've heard other people that have worked in this building and work in this building that believe that.
All right. So you believe in ghosts. You're ghost person.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
It's just another realm that you can't quite get to.
Gotcha.
That's where you go when you croak.
Okay, when you get decapitated by a manhole cover amongst other things.
That's right. While working at the flour mill.
Okay, so you'd be 100% interested on going on something like
that. Oh, heck yeah.
All right, so Kimmy brings this up. Yes. I think there's an argument. There are two types of people who are into ghosts.
Yeah. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about this, this tour might actually have three different groups of people. Okay. But the first person, the first, you know, group you're going to get, the people that actually believe in ghosts, would like to see a ghost, like they think that there is something there. Like they're there to experience something.
Okay.
The second group is the group going just because it's Halloween.
Okay.
And they just like think it's going to be fun and spooky and, you know,
sure.
They want to be like creeped out with their friends. They're probably going to talk through the whole thing. And then I think there's a third group, and that's like kind of a history buff group that are interested in the stories, like you just said, that
sure.
they didn't know existed in these spots. Maybe they don't believe in ghosts, but they want to hear the stories.
Yeah.
And I think that it is a bad time for all three of these groups to come together because they're all going to get pissed off at each other. You can't have like one group taking it seriously and another group there just to giggle and scream. You know, it's not going to work out.
I agree with Kimmy 100%.
The historians and the drunk girls.
Drunk girls, historians, and like, oh, there's actual ghosts here.
Somebody, people that are going to bring like the tools, I guess, to measure the ghosts.
The negative energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with you 100%. Like, there's going to be friction between people on this. Because, you know, everybody thinks everyone is going for the reason they're going.
Right.
Oh, sure.
Are you the talker during the ghost tour?
What do you think?
By the way, is your husband, does he have the same thoughts on ghosts that you do?
No, he thinks I'm out of my mind. Thinks I'm out of my mind.
Does he tell you this to your face?
All the time.
Is he good enough of a husband to go with you on something like this?
You know, in the first maybe 10, 15 years of our marriage, yeah. But then after that, he's like, oh, forget it. I've had enough. You go do your weird things and I'll be here when you get back.
All right, let me ask this question. 252 WCMF, when it comes to going and doing ghost stuff, is it more fun with people you don't know, or is it only fun with groups of friends? Because I think we can use haunted hayrides as an example here, too. Like, when some people get scared, they can embarrass the hell out of themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you okay with your coworkers, family, friends seeing you freak out when you get scared?
No, I hate the haunted hayrides.
So you don't... By the way, open in Williamson until the end of the month.
I worked them for many years, but I cannot stand the chainsaw guys.
You don't
they
like to be
the
surprised.
Crap out of me. I don't like it. I don't like to be. I love Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. I don't like
even
being
though you
scared.
Scare the crap out of kids.
Which yeah, you mentioned it a break a second ago.
I know, and I felt guilty about it. So I'm sorry. Don't remind me of that.
Like Kimmy, are you someone that likes going with friends to like a haunted hayride or something?
If I'm gonna go, you got to go with a group. I wouldn't want to go by myself.
All right, let's run.
It's kind of like fun. You get sucked into the whole atmosphere, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's run a scenario here. Mm-hmm. Right, like Kimmy, let's say hypothetically, we all go out to the haunted hayrides in Greater Rochester, right? And I'm with you. Someone grabs me on a wagon. I scream. I scream like you've never heard me scream before. Yeah. I jump up. I start flipping out. Do you feel different about me as a person?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Because have you ever been around somebody who is like just deathly afraid of clowns?
Oh, yes.
And it that whenever I see somebody who I did not expect to have those reactions freak out when there's a clown in the room, I'm always like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay? Like what happened to you in childhood where you're this scared of this person in makeup?
They were punched by a clown.
It's just
which came on like after touched by an angel.
It is whenever I see somebody have those types of reactions, I do kind of like look at them sideways a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, so like, to that point then, why would I want to go with my friends on a haunted hayride or through a haunted house or on a ghost walk like this where if I do get scared and react that way, I'm only gonna be perceived more negative. You never walk away from a haunted house with friends and be like, wow, that's a brave guy right there.
Yeah, well, no. And the whole point is to be scared. Mm-hmm. So I think you wouldn't probably stand out because everyone is, if you're getting into it, would be enjoying that in that way.
252 WCMF. Dude, it's okay. It's been a while. You know, you're getting your reps back in.
Okay, you know what?
The voice you're hearing.
Put your hand on that dump button over there.
I'm ready.
The voice you're hearing. Rochester radio icon, Terry Clifford, checking off a bucket list moment and regretting it ever since you walked in this room. Sitting in for Tommy this morning. We're talking about the Landmark Society of Western New York. This weekend, they have ghost walk tours through Rochester, true ghost stories of Rochester past. I would not have had you as a ghost person. I feel like I can see ghost people coming a mile away, and I didn't have you as one.
I just went to a psychic, or a medium, rather, about 2 months ago.
Question. What's the difference between a psychic and a medium?
A psychic tells the future, or thinks they can. Okay. A medium is able to communicate with those that have already passed.
So who'd you talk to?
On your behalf.
Who'd you talk to?
Well, you don't get the choice. It's who shows up for you. So my mother-in-law was there, my mother, my father, and my dog, my former dog.
Have you been multiple times, or is this your first time?
I have another question.
Go ahead.
Did the dog talk to you while it was alive?
You know what? Here's the thing. I wanted that dog. That dog was my present for my 30th wedding anniversary.
And that's awesome.
And I loved her to death. She loved my husband like nobody's ever loved him before, myself included. That freaking dog tells the psychic in her own weird dog way.
Yeah.
That I was the last face that she recognized as she was passing, mm-hmm. which made me feel good.
Yeah.
But that it's important to note that I'm not the one she loved the most.
Okay.
There was someone else. And I'm like, even now, you've been dead for 2 years. You got to put that in my face. I got to pay $180 to hear that I was not the one you loved.
You paid $180 for this?
Well, I wanted a full hour, and I wanted my daughter with me. So it's a little bit, you know, when you have more than one person, then more spirits are going to show up. If you can go for 15 minutes, a half an hour, 45, or an hour. I wanted the full hour. I wanted the full experience.
And is this the first time you've gone,
it's
or you've gone in the
time.
Past? Okay.
It's the third time.
Same person you see?
Nope.
Different people. Okay.
No, and I've never had one that was as accurate as this one was. She was spot on.
Dogs don't talk, though.
No, she didn't talk. Well, this I don't know how they communicate. I have no idea how she communicated with the dog.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But the funny thing was, the minute she started, she went, there's long nails on the floor. Boom. She just, you know, she entered the room at a fast pace and hit the wall, which is something Harper used to do all the time.
Okay.
Anyway, but when she went beyond that, when she described the scene where Harper died, how the hell would she have known that? We hired a vet to be at our house so we could all be there.
Okay.
How would she have known that? She described it.
Do you have a credit card your husband doesn't know about that you pay for these experiences
no,
with?
No, I'll be honest, because I'm
kind of with your husband on this.
No.
If I found out my wife dropped $180 to talk to our dead dog, I'd be a little bit upset.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
If I knew how much it cost, I looked at him and I go, but you know, Marley really wants to go. That's it. I win. Marley wants to go. I win.
It is interesting to me, though, that you've gone three times only because it sounds like the first time or second time, like you weren't really getting too accurate of a reading.
No.
So I feel like I would give up after that. I'd be like, well, it's not real. Not for me.
No, I don't give up on anything, Kimmy. I stayed here for 42 years. I don't give up on anything.
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I was determined to find someone.
I feel like if I had like one bad experience, it would cause me to like not believe in it at all and I'd be done.
Kind of what my husband said to me.
That's a great call. And like, here's the other thing. Let's say for whatever reason it is real, right? Like, you'd only need to pay for one because, like, you know.
Well, no. I mean, the first person wasn't good at reading the signs.
First
you know?
Person made no sense.
But all right. Let me put it this way. You never have to go again after your pleasant experience because I'll use today as an example, right? With Terry hanging out with Tommy, I haven't seen you in about a year, right? So we've had a whole 12 months away from each other, and we caught up with ourselves. In about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you live a life. Like, you're going to the Y, you're doing volunteer work, your podcast, The Studio Diaries, which you can download anywhere you get your iWatches.
Okay. iWatch, Odyssey, iHeart, I don't know. Spotify.
The point I'm getting at is, you know, we haven't seen each other in a year, and I caught up everything with you in 20 minutes. You know, if there's a heaven that exists, how much could be going on up there where I need to hear more stuff?
Oh, no. Oh. It's all the past. Because you go there because you miss the people so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to make sure that they remember and that they're all right. And that so you're not looking for new experiences.
No, I have another question. I'm sorry. What? I'm just trying to get to the point. Let's say things aren't all right with them. What can you do?
Oh, God, that'd be horrible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, I got a really bad stomachache. I could use some Pepto-Bismol. You can't take it. There's no Walgreens in heaven. Or you
well,
can't get
them there. Nobody gets a stomachache in heaven, Duffy.
How do you know?
Well, because it's my, I believe that. I believe that.
No, but let's say, you know, you talk to your mother, your mother-in-law.
Let's say like, things didn't end well with that person coming through, and they're still mad at you.
Oh, great point.
I've been hoping for stuff like that.
Really?
You want
the bad news.
She wants to fight even in the afterlife. What I tell
absolutely.
You guys. What I tell you guys.
Put them up,
You
baby.
Tell that bitch. No, but like.
And another thing.
All right, but you went to a psychic, too. What did you find out about your future?
No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Okay. I did not go to the psychic.
Gotcha.
Because I don't want to go to psychics. That scares me.
Well, didn't we used to have a psychic here
we
for
did.
Like our Christmas party?
Yes, yeah. we did.
Yeah, and he said there was lots of success ahead, so.
Really?
No, of course not. He's
one of them we had told a coworker that your marriage is going to end in a very short period of time, and sure enough it did.
By the way, that's not a hard prediction in radio.
Okay.
You work in radio? Yeah, point marriage taken. Is like. The voice you're hearing, it is not a medium bringing Terry Clifford through the radio. It's the actual woman. And again, I find this hilarious. We are going to shatter our live stream record this morning. The Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch, because I believe people are looking to actually see if it's you on the live stream.
God, really?
Well, look, I mean, what people know.
Well, who would want to pretend to be me, first of all?
No, I mean,
let's
like,
just be real here.
You in this room, because people know you as, like, you know, this sweet, wonderful woman who was on the country station for years and. It does not fit into what we do.
Most of my nemesis were in this particular room while I was down the hall. But, yep, I'm here. It's a victory lap, baby.
And you did it. Yeah, dancing on their graves. We'll hire a medium.
Okay, good.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a brilliant scam. It put all of us in big time danger, but it's a brilliant scam. And what makes this really bad, there are a bunch of people who believe education, training, experience for certain jobs are totally pointless, right? I know what I'm doing. You put me in the chair. I can figure it out in just a little while. And this story might actually be a win for them. You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF, the confused woman you see on our live stream right now. Rochester radio icon, the rudder of the B for many, many, many years.
The rudder.
I meant that as a compliment.
Been
was that not a compliment?
I don't know. Yeah, that was
the first time I ever been called a rudder.
That you were keeping it straight, right?
Right.
The rudder keeps you straight?
Yeah. How about say I was their North Star?
That's the same thing.
Well, I don't know.
Right?
That.
No, okay.
I got barnacles all over me now. Oh, my God. Seaweed hanging out.
Terry Clifford.
I'm a rudder.
Seaweed hanging out with us here in the break room on CMM. We'll jump right into the story. Three New York State DMV employees downstate have been arrested after a massive scandal was allegedly uncovered. The scam says the DMV supervisor and her sister were working in unison with two other DMV employees to cheat the commercial driver's license test needed to work certain driving jobs. Are you with me so far?
I am.
Okay. So here's how they did it. According to police, the sister of the DMV supervisor, she did not work for the DMV, sister of the supervisor, would take the test for different applicants.
Oh.
And they went above and beyond to get away with this. According to the story, the sister would show up in disguises, sometimes wearing baggy clothes, construction jackets. Sometimes she would wear a mask. There are times where they have her on video, according to police, wearing a fake beard. And she would impersonate different CDL applicants and take their tests
for them. But that didn't stand out? Like, that it looks like a person in a costume? I mean, even if you didn't recognize her as the same person every time,
and
I would still think it'd be odd.
Don't you have to show your license to them in order to take a CDL road test?
Okay, so this was not the road test. This was the
written test.
But here's the thing. Even if you had to show your ID, her sister is the supervisor at the DMV, and there's two other people at the DMV in on this.
Okay.
Police say surveillance video shows this woman doing this six different times on six different days in 2023. In one instance, police say she took two exams just 5 minutes apart in the same disguise. Once she passed the test, the real applicants would show up and pick up their learner's permits, and at least one man, a garbage truck driver, got their full CDL license despite never taking that written test himself.
God. Great.
All in all, this woman is accused of taking nine different tests for seven different people. You want to laugh really hard before we get into the discussion? She failed one of them. How hard is this test?
How do you do that?
I know.
You take it eight times?
Oh, my God.
So that person, like, get their money back?
Good question. So the other DMV workers, they knew what was going on and seemed to help facilitate it. The three DMV workers and the sister are charged with a bunch of stuff. They are facing 7 years in prison. Three of the men who had the test taken for them are also facing charges. They have court dates coming up. You got a shock face on right now.
I do, because how many of these women have children?
Mm.
And you're putting them on a school bus with a driver that never took the actual tests. So how do you feel about your little scam now? You have to have, you need a license to drive a school bus.
This is true. Somebody think of the children, Kimmy. Is nobody thinking of the children?
Right.
Okay, it's a terrifying scam.
Or the rolling dump truck in my neighborhood.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Everything you're saying is true.
But it's weird, though, because I would guess that these drivers had to go on and take the actual test behind the wheel, right?
I think so.
So you're. It's not like a guarantee by paying somebody to take this test for you that you're going to get that license.
And here's where the debate shows up. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because look, I'm on both of your sides here, right? Like, you should absolutely have as many levels to safety as possible for jobs like this. But there are people who believe that they could wake up today, get in a vehicle that needs a CDL, and operate just fine. That they could pass a CDL driver's test right now with absolutely no experience. And none of the test is what would trip them up with the written, but if you put them in the vehicle, they'd be fine. And this story kind of proves their point a little bit, Terry, a little bit?
I used to be one of those people.
Used to be.
Thought you could just jump into any vehicle and go.
Do you remember the days when RTS did the bus rodeo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you get in?
Yeah.
And?
Oh.
Not good?
I was so sure that I was such a good bus driver that I could I could navigate the accordion buses. The ones
that were Terry.
So I'm like, okay.
Oh, my gosh. And that is like, a level of confidence I will never have.
I've always had so much more confidence in myself than I deserve. It's terrible. It's ridiculous. But, I got behind the wheel of that bus. First of all, I was like, I made it. Oh, my God. If Auburn could see me now. Freaking Jackie Gleason driving a bus, for God's sakes. With a big wheel. It was so fun. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
So you were humbled.
Oh, my God, I was humbled. And they about dragged me out of the driver's seat. Yeah, I was very humbled.
I can't believe they let you in the driver's seat in the first place.
Well, it was, you know, it started out being, what could happen? You know, what harm could be done?
A lot.
We're in an empty parking lot with just a bunch of cones to begin with.
Uh-huh.
But there are other buses there.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah, it didn't, and they were very kind about it. And I didn't do any physical damage to anyone or anything.
That's how you know what went
well. Right?
I didn't do any physical damage to anyone.
Yeah, so
okay, guys?
No one had to go to the hospital. All right, settle down.
All right, so with this scam that happened downstate again, three DMV employees and the sister of the DMV supervisor have been arrested after police say there was a scam being run where the sister of the supervisor was dressing up in disguises and taking the written CDL exam for people. At least one of the men who had the exam taken for them got a job as a garbage truck driver. These women are all now facing 7 years in prison. Kimmy, do you see this as a big deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal. However... I do wonder, I'm just thinking with basic driving tests, right? Because you got to go in, you got to do the written exam, and then you take your actual test. I wonder how many people, like, because I've been on the road for decades, you guys have been on the road for decades. Do you think you could go in right now and pass the written driving test exam?
Yes. Can you?
I'm not
the only one with all the bravado.
I know.
I want to say absolutely, but no.
You don't think you could?
I don't know.
I think I could, but I'm not positive.
I think there may be some things that you probably forgot. Stuff that you studied for that you never probably came across while driving, but you had to know for that test that you just crammed in your brain for, 10 minutes, the 10 minutes that it took you to take it, and then it all went out of your brain. Like, I guess I wonder when it comes to this driving test, like, how important is the written part of it?
Wait, you don't think the written part for a regular driver's license is important? Because that's kind of the vibe I'm getting here.
I'm just saying,
to get
like,
your permit.
I it was one of those things that I just studied to pass a test, and I don't know how much information I actually applied to the road.
To this day, I remember that the little orange triangle means slow-moving vehicle on the back of a car because I knew that was going to trip me up when I got to the written exam. I'm telling you,
I
studied my ass off.
That.
Okay, that's one I would have gotten wrong.
You failed. Yeah. There you go.
I always connect it with Amish people.
Yeah, because like,
that's an Amish sign.
Yeah, yes.
That's what
they got to put it on their pants.
Horse and buggy ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You don't know what you have forgotten.
There's pies in there. What the kind of thing is that?
Which kind of takes away the importance of that test in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just talking about for the basic driving test.
Okay, I love how you take shots at Terry for having confidence to drive a bus, and you come back and go, you don't really need a written test to get a driver's license.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would pass it again. That's all I'm saying.
So Matt writes us on Instagram.
And I consider myself to be a pretty good driver.
Okay, fair enough. Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, it takes 80 hours of schooling now in order to get a Class A CDL. So is the impression I'm getting here is that little test may not be that big a deal if you have to take the 80 hours of schooling anyway.
And I knew about the 80 hours because when I retired, I wanted to be a school bus driver. And I looked into it. But there are a lot of things you have to do as a bus driver that I don't know how people really envision themselves able to do it. Like, if that bus is on fire, do you think I can pull the football team out? I don't think so. That's
where your mind went first.
I know, geez.
It is.
I wasn't thinking that.
That's exactly where my mind went.
Okay, no, so in an emergency, you're saying.
That's why I didn't take the job.
Okay, hold on.
That's why I didn't do it.
I was waiting to hear, like, you know,
Dealing with kids.
Yeah, kids can be a lot. You know, parents yelling at
them.
You. Your first thought was, the football team's on fire. What am I going to do?
Well, if I get in an accident, we know I'm not the greatest driver in the world. And, you know, well, there's a fire. Can I drag a 200-pound kid out of the back of the bus? I don't think I can. So I don't think I have any business doing that.
All right, I want a quick sidebar here because this has actually become an argument in my wife and I's house. Mm-hmm. So there's been this trend on Instagram and TikTok. I don't know if you've seen these videos of women lifting their husbands who are just lying there on the floor.
Oh, like seeing if they could pull you out
of
in an
house.
Emergency. Okay.
So my wife is 5'5" and, you know, tiny. Mm-hmm. And I am me. I'm like 6'3", around 200 pounds. And I am convinced when I die, it will be in my house because my wife will not be able to get me out of
that
house.
Yeah, that's probably true.
But there are these videos on Instagram that are showing women how to get the leverage to get
so
their heavier husbands over the shoe. Like you lay on the ground and you hook one arm and hook one leg and you stand up and you can drag your husband out. It's a leverage thing. And she won't practice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can we just try this one time?
Maybe because she...
Because she went, Terry.
Finds an easy out.
Oh, what was that? Is that funny? Everyone laughing in the room that I'm dying in a fire?
I'm so sorry.
I know you're not.
I'm sorry for your loss.
But like my wife, she has said to me, the adrenaline will kick in.
Yeah.
I believe that. I completely believe that.
When she has to do it, she'll figure it out.
You also believed you could drive a bus.
Okay, I do believe... But not as right. Or she'll just call Stella, the hockey player. She'll be able to drag your butt out.
It's a two-person job.
Oh, my God.
Okay, again, now I feel like you're just taking shots, both of you. This hurts my feelings. No, like, if my wife, my wife, I learned baby CPR for when the kids were born. Happy to do it because, you know, you want to make sure that's all set. Like,
sure.
There's several things we've done for the sake of safety in our house that I have done because my wife has asked me to do. And the one thing, hey, can you just.
Oh, it's the one thing. You've never asked her to do anything else for you.
I'm a selfless person.
Oh, I bet you are.
Well, there's one thing I keep asking for and she just won't do.
I don't want to. I don't think I want to know what it is. I'm pretty sure I don't want to know.
The voice you're hearing. Failed bus driver Terry Clifford sitting in for Tommy Bulet this morning here on The Break Room.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You gotta play hurt. You know, you get out there. If you can walk, you can go. That's what I was taught growing up playing sports, Terry. Kimmy, I'm sure you heard it from your dad and your coaches when you were a kid.
Yeah, I didn't listen.
Okay. There is one woman who did. Because although this is not a sporting event, you may be able to make the argument this is just as impressive as any professional athlete taking a snap, an at-bat, a shot with an injury themselves.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Terry Clifford hanging out with us this morning, filling in for Tommy Mulay. I know we can't believe it either, but we are having so much fun.
Nobody can, including me.
Just after 9 o'clock, a kind gesture that my wife and I remember from Terry towards our kids that apparently our kids forgot and are looking at a little bit differently than we did. Because you're a very sweet, sweet person. But sometimes sweet can be misconstrued as something else these days.
Oh, no. Do they think I'm a creep?
They might think you're a creep. They might think you're a creep. And we'll get into creepy Terry.
Oh, God.
Just after 9 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. So for those who are unaware, the Victoria's Secret fashion show was earlier this week. Did you guys know about this?
Oh, yes.
I did not.
Wait, why are you making a face?
Because it was so stupid.
Why?
First of all, it's not really a fashion show because they're hardly clothed.
Oh, my God.
There was always wings on the back of them.
Yeah.
Or big crap coming out of their head. That's not a fashion show.
Big crap coming out of their head,
you know,
ladies and gentlemen.
Feathers,
Terry
kind of
Clifford.
A showgirl kind of thing. There's no fashion involved in it.
Okay, I get 30 years ago having a moral objection to this, but compared to everything else that you could go look at for free right now,
this is
like a petting zoo.
Yeah,
not in that way. That was a wrong comparison.
Okay. Bad. Really? Now who's the creep? Oh, my God, that's your father, girls.
Well, you know what's weird? I had brought this up to Kimmy yesterday morning. Yeah. The only reason I know it exists is because my daughter had a friend over to watch it.
I didn't think it was as big of a deal as it used to be. Like, I thought, you know, we kind of moved on from it a little bit, you know, like with the way the world changed.
Absolutely.
But I am surprised that your daughters would be interested in it. I didn't think it kind of had that same hang time with your daughter's generation than it did with, let's say, mine. I thought it kind of died with millennials.
Just a surprise. But there's a reason we're bringing this up, not because we're being creepy with Terry. There is a Victoria's Secret angel, as they call them, named Barbara Palvin. Are you familiar with her, Kimmy?
Nope.
Weird name for a young woman.
Yeah.
When's the last time you met a Barbara?
Not a lot of young Barbaras.
It's been a very long time.
Well, I mean, I know you probably know a lot of Barbaras, but Kimmy and I...
It's my sister-in-law.
Was she at the Victoria's Secret fashion?
No, absolutely not.
Barbara Palvin walked in the Victoria's Secret show on a broken foot.
Ooh. Did she have a boot?
No, she did not.
So she went full high heel.
In heel with
a broken foot.
So they did make a couple of adjustments for her. Wow. The wings that they wear are apparently normally 40 pounds. Her wings this year weighed just 1 pound to help her with her balance, which, sidebar, pretty cruel if you can make a 1 pound pair of wings to make the rest of them.
And you choose to make them 40 pounds.
There you go.
Yeah.
But this woman walked in 5 different outfits on a broken foot. Kimmy?
I'm impressed.
You're impressed.
If she was in like a pair of high heels with a broken foot and didn't turn an ankle or hurt herself even more, I'm impressed. That's not easy.
Terry, after crapping all over the Victoria's Secret fashion show, are you impressed?
Oh, you know, I would have to look at her and say, is this where you're going to plant your flag when you're 85 years old?
What are you going to say? Are you what?
Is that really, was it really important? Like, did you do permanent damage to that ankle? Will you now be able to tell the weather for the rest of your life based on what your ankle is doing? And was it worth it, ma'am? Barbara. That's what I would say.
I mean, if this is what she does for a living, this is the peak of
sure.
lingerie
modeling. You only get to do
modeling.
It for like, what, a year or two of your life before you're now considered old. Then I'll
give you the respect that's due.
Okay.
I feel
like you're doing it begrudgingly. I feel like you don't want to give her the
totally
respect,
I totally am. Listen, I will say the same thing about the football players that you, I'm sure, adore.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what you want to do to your brain? Is that really, this is okay?
No, I'm with you on that. I agree with you there. I mean, you're taking a lot of risk for your future with the, you know. But I mean, look, if Josh Allen plays on a, you know, broken foot compared, you know, if he's got a concussion, sit the guy down. I think that everyone would be okay with Josh Allen playing on a broken foot. Just like if this woman had risk of head injury, I wouldn't want her walking down there.
I mean, she kind of does, because that would be my fear, is walking in high heels on a broken foot. You embarrass yourself and hurt yourself at the same time.
Yeah, that's true.
One bad trip and fall.
Yeah, who's the dude with the damn bloody sock, the stupid red sock? We never heard the end of that.
Kurt Schilling. You're talking about Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, he played with you. He was bleeding. It was terrible. It's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, right.
For those who can't tell, Terry Clifford, big Yankees fan.
Yes, I am.
Big Yankees fan. What happened, by the way?
Oh, you know what? What do you suppose happened?
Well, I was just asking a question.
Because the Steinbrenners are such a collection of idiots, they have no idea that they should have gotten rid of Cashman and the rest of the crew ages ago, along with poor Aaron Boone, who I like, but I'd rather see him in the stands than in the dugout. Yeah. Listen, I'm the weirdest Yankee fan in the world. I cannot stand the Steinbrenners. I will never go to Yankee Stadium because it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
But I still love the Yankees.
You're like Yogi Berra, except towards the end.
I kind of am. When you come to a fork in the road, take it.
252 WCMF. We're talking about a woman named Barbara Palvin. She is a Victoria's Secret angel. She walked in the Victoria's Secret fashion show on Wednesday with a broken foot. By the way, 32 years old.
Oh, that's ancient for a Victoria's Secret
old.
Model.
Now I might have some respect for her.
Oh, look at this.
That's old. I'm sorry. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that.
Man, you're doing great today. See what happens when you're on CMF? All of a sudden, your brain stops working. Things start flying out of your mouth. Oh, I'm wonderful, and I'm Terry, and I say country. Look at his old ass 32-year-old.
I'm a jerk.
I mean, to her point, usually they start when they're like 18.
Right.
Yes.
So that's a long career for a model.
So there was, who's Bella Hadid?
That's Gigi Hadid's sister.
Okay, maybe it's Gigi Hadid who was in the thing.
I think they were both may have been in it.
Gigi Hadid. Okay, yeah. Like here's how old I am.
Yeah.
Outside of Angel Reese, who plays in the WNBA, she walked in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I know her from sports. I don't know I don't know any of these other women. I'm going to start naming names.
Why would you?
Well, because it used to be like I would recognize some names from being like supermodels.
Okay.
Right? Like, but I don't know who. Tell me if you know any of these people. Ashley Graham. Kimmy?
No.
Okay. Gigi Hadid, we just talked about. Stella Maxwell.
Nope.
Okay. Dootson Koros.
Oh, she's been in one for a long time.
Oh, I thought she played for the Nuggets. And Emily Ratajkowski?
Ratajkowski?
Yeah.
She's an actress.
Okay.
Emily Ratajkowski. I think she was in the Blurred Lines music video. That's kind of how she got
That's
famous.
10 years old.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's what I'm saying. She's been around a little while.
Okay, so a lot of old women, according to Terry, walking in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Maybe they should get walkers for next year.
Careful of your ankles, ladies.
No wonder they're breaking bones. Maybe it's an osteoporosis situation.
It's turning into one very quickly. Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.